From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Larry Rollison reports in the Times Union that Governor Kathy Hochul vetoed a bill that would have kept a state limousine safety task force she assembled operating. But while she ended the task force, Hochul is backing a slate of new limo safety bills recommended by the task force and passed back in January by the Senate. But the Assembly did not vote on any of the bills, including one that would ban stretch limos 10 years and older. So the legislative process starts over in January. Ron Barton, retired DOT motor carrier inspector who sat on the task force, said, and I quote, "I am disappointed that she vetoed a well-deserved bill because there was so much unfinished business, including the IG and the NTSB reports," end quote. A major limo crash in Schoharie County in 2018 recently killed 20 and sparked interest in Albany in limo safety. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Kate Lisa reports in New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul has many bills on her desk waiting to become laws if she signs them before the end of the year. One bill she could sign or veto would ban non-compete agreements. The bill would no longer restrict where a person could work after their employment ends. Assemblyperson LaToya Joyner said, and I quote, "People should be able to go out and seek the best economic opportunity that's best for them. They should be able to seek better wages, job mobility, changes of careers, and many have signed these agreements unknowingly," end quote. But business leaders such as Paul Zuber, the Business Council of New York State Executive Vice President, said, and I quote, "We believe that it will have a very negative impact on the New York State economy, and that's our concern," end quote. The New York Business Council's nonprofit arm has spent $1 million urging Hochul to veto the legislation. Currently, California, Colorado, Minnesota, North Dakota, and Oklahoma have banned non-compete agreements. And you can read more about this story in New York State of Politics. Deer hunting season opened November 18th, and News 10 in Albany reports that the Department of Environmental Conservation is investigating three separate hunting-relating incidents involving the shooting death of a dog in Franklin County on November 16th, a man in Wayne County on November 18th, and a fatality in Shenango County on November 19th. Big game biologist for the DEC, Brendan Quirion, said that with so many hunters, and I quote, "Obviously that can create some safety concerns with that many people out in the woods, and so we are encouraging everyone, regardless of if you are a hunter or not, to wear blaze orange," end quote. Consider bright orange garments for pets, too. The DEC says hunters should keep firearms pointed in a safe direction, treat every firearm as if it is loaded, keep fingers off triggers until ready to shoot, and always be sure of your target and what's beyond it, while non-hunters should stay on designated trails and wear blaze orange or something bright visible to hunters. Read the full story at News 10 in Albany. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.